The Home Depot was riding high during the pandemic. That was then. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 16th day of May. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, are you Jewish and living in America? Well, then it seems you are a target. Use it or lose it, says Google. Retail spending in April is a story. You know, it's hard to get good help these days. Don't believe us? Ask Hertz. We've got the Wall Street Report and what the IRS is doing that will shake up tax reporting. For the interview, you'll meet a transplant filmmaker who left the UK for the rural community of Marshalltown, Iowa. Why? It's a great story, and we'll let Jude Rollins explain. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. As always, we are so grateful that you're spending some time with us today to learn more about the business news headlines of the day. And if you want to hook up with us on Twitter, yeah, you can find us. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. One of the very bright spots during the pandemic was the Home Depot, who took great advantage of those DIY projects so many people were doing. From redoing bathrooms to bedroom changes, sales at Home Depot soared. Well, that was then. CNN is reporting that the retailer posted disappointing sales for its first quarter and lowered its outlook for the year after customers slowed their spending. Home Depot said sales fell 4.5% at stores open at least a year during the latest quarter, and its income decreased by 6.4% from the same stretch just a year ago. As a result, shares of Home Depot fell 2.2%, dragging down the stock market as the retail bellwether's disappointing outlook did stoke fears about the economy's health. The Home Depot was not the only thing on the mind of investors. The debt limit is having another day as President Biden and congressional leaders met yet again today. If we get news about all of that before we air, we will share that story. Otherwise, I'll have the numbers from Wall Street for you in just a bit. Anti-Semitic rhetoric is nothing new. However, it is exploding, and when it comes from folks as powerful as Elon Musk, that's a problem. In an astounding tweet, Musk used the platform to declare that George Soros, a Jewish billionaire, quote, hates humanity, end quote. CNN is reporting that Musk came down on Soros after the billionaire reported a small stake in Tesla. In a tweet, Musk compared him to X-Men villain Magneto, who, like Soros, was a survivor of the Holocaust, according to the comic's backstory for the character. When a Twitter user defended Soros as having good intentions, which are criticized by those who disagree with his politics, Musk did respond, quote, "You assume they are good intentions. They are not. He wants to erode the very fabric of civilization. Soros hates humanity," end quote. Jonathan Greenblatt, CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, a civil rights group that tracks and battles incidents of anti-Semitism, criticized Musk's comments and said it will embolden extremists. In a tweet, Greenblatt wrote this, quote, "Soros often is held up by the far right using anti-Semitic tropes as the source of the world's problems. To see Elon Musk, regardless of his intent, feed this segment and comparing him to a Jewish supervillain claiming Soros hates humanity is not just distressing, it is dangerous. It will embolden extremists who have already anti-Jewish conspiracies and have tried to attack Soros and Jewish communities as a result," end quote. We are so weary of Elon Musk. So very weary. It's being reported that if you haven't logged into your Google account in a long time, you better use it or you're going to lose it. Google announced it will start deleting accounts that have been inactive for at least 2 years. It's a move, the company says, that is intended to prevent security risks. The updated policy takes effect immediately, but Google said it will not begin deleting accounts until December. The company plans to send out multiple warning notifications to users and to conduct the purge of inactive accounts in phases. Well, it seems that Americans are having none of this recession talk as retail spending among consumers rose in April following 2 months of declines. CNN is reporting that it is the consumer that is still driving the economic engine of the United States. The Commerce Department reported that retail sales, which are adjusted for seasonality but not for inflation, rose by 0.4% in April from the prior month. And that's, although a weaker gain than the 0.8% increase that economists were expecting, it's still towards the positive. The April increase was driven, by the way, by spending at car dealerships, restaurants, online, and at miscellaneous stores like floral shops and pet supply stores. Americans curbed their spending on sporting goods, furniture, electronics, and at gas stations in April. Recently, we also reported that spending on vacations is up, way up, as is lodging. Americans seem to want to get out and mingle. Seems that it is difficult to get good help over at Hertz, or at least get help that understands the difference between citizens and non-citizens. CNN is reporting that Hertz has apologized for not renting a vehicle to a person from Puerto Rico because the customer did not show a passport and only provided his Puerto Rican driver's license. Trouble is, you see, citizens from Puerto Rico don't have to show a passport because they are, yes, citizens of the United States. You see, Puerto Rico is a commonwealth of the United States, and anyone born on the island is, by law, a U.S. citizen. Customer Humberto Marchan said the employee, who has not been publicly identified, treated him like a foreigner and told him that he could not rent a vehicle without presenting a passport. Hertz, by the way, said they're sorry. But perhaps a bit more time in a civics class might be in order. U.S. stocks closed lower today, with losses deepening into the closing bell and the Dow losing its grip on gains for the entire year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 336 points lower, 1%, ending at 33,012. The S&P 500 shed 0.6%, and the NASDAQ Composite Index closed nearly 0.2% lower, with all three indexes ending near the session lows. Stocks were under pressure as President Joe Biden was set to meet with four top U.S. lawmakers for talks on raising the federal government's borrowing limit with a goal of avoiding a market-shaking U.S. default. The White House this afternoon said Biden might cut short an overseas trip to deal with the debt ceiling talks. For the year, the Dow was down 0.4% through today, while the S&P 500 was still up by 7%, and the NASDAQ was 17.9% higher. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with how the IRS may shake up tax preparation. The Washington Post is citing anonymous sources, and they are reporting that the Internal Revenue Service is testing a free e-filing prototype that could disrupt the tax prep industry and could be ready for some filers as soon as January. The pilot is being developed by the IRS and the U.S. Digital Service. That's the White House's technology consulting agency, with funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. The IRS already offers no-fee filing through various companies, and although 70% of taxpayers do qualify, less than 3% of them use it. In a letter to the Senate Finance Committee, IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel acknowledged research that shows black taxpayers are disproportionately targeted for audits. He says he's dedicating significant resources to review why. All right, stay with us for a hefty conversation about filmmaking in Iowa. My guest is filmmaker Jude Rollins, who came to the rural community of Marshalltown, Iowa. Why is he there? And what does he love about Iowa actors, Iowa locations, and much, much more? Plus, we'll touch on the business side of creating feature-length films for a reasonable amount of money. Jude Rollins is just a click away.